I'm here talking with Glenn Melanson, candidate for Congress in District 4 up in Northeast Texas. Glenn, you're running against Ralph Hall, who's been a congressman for a long time. How do you run a campaign like that against someone who's been in Congress for as long as Hall has?
If you've been in Congress as long as Hall has, you should have done something by now, and he's failed to do anything for Texas families. And so you simply point that out, that after 25 years, he's done nothing. He hasn't solved any of the problems, whether it's well-paying jobs, health care, affordable energy, or keeping us safe at home and respected abroad. He just hasn't solved the problems.
Now, this is a fairly heavily Republican district. How do you, I mean, you're not going to win this on Democratic voters alone. How do you reach out to people who don't think of themselves as Democrats but might be willing to vote for you?
The labels Republican and Democrat and conservative and liberal really don't work in East Texas, because what people worry about are you going to do something for them and their families. And so the goal is to tell them why I can make a difference. The one question I get all the time is, are you real? And they want to know, am I going to cheat them? Am I going to steal for them? And when I go to Washington, am I going to change who, is it going to change who I am? And that's the question my brother asked me when I first started. He said, I don't want you to win. And I said, why? Because I don't want to lose my little brother to Washington.
One of the things that you've been talking about in your campaign has been an issue of drought in Texas.
Yes.
And how it's affecting the people in your district. Tell me more about that.
I have a friend of mine that has a ranch out in Pottsboro, and you can walk and see in between the thin blades of grass the dirt. And so his cows and his horses have nothing to feed on. And so they're having to buy hay, they're having to buy feed just to keep their cows and their horses alive. And their crops are dying. And so there should be an agricultural assistance program and a livestock assistance program that's supposed to be funded on a regular basis. And Congress has decided not to fund it. And it just hasn't been a priority for them. And so what they'll tell them is, you can go to a private bank and get a loan, but they don't need a loan. They need assistance quickly and effectively, and that's not happening.
Now, is this a program that has existed in the past but just isn't being funded now?
This is a permanent program that's already there and is simply not being funded.
Has there been any rationale given by Congressman Hall or others for why it's not being funded?
They're busy.
They're busy?
They're taking care of corporations. That's my basic question was, if this was United Airlines, if this was Halliburton, how fast would Ralph Hall and Sam Johnson and all the other Texas Republicans start running to the aid of corporations? But these are small businessmen. They're small farmers, they're small ranchers, and they're getting hammered every day, and there's no representation for them because they simply are not on their radar.
All right. Let's talk about another issue for a second that everyone is talking about, immigration. What is your opinion of the current debate on immigration, the McCain-Kennedy law, and other proposals?
We have an illegal employment problem in this country, that the federal government refuses to enforce any employment laws as they are on the books. If they would enforce the employment laws as they're written, then we wouldn't have the immigration problem that we have. The reason people are coming here for jobs, and if they would crack down on the illegal employment and the large corporations that are hiring 3,000 and 4,000 illegal immigrants at a time, then we wouldn't have this problem. And so that's the way to solve the problem, is go after the big corporations that are exploiting these workers to drive down wages, to drive down health care benefits, and to ruin pensions.
Do you believe that there should be some sort of path to citizenship for the people who have already entered illegally or who may have entered legally but overstayed their visas?
That would have to be very limited, and the criteria would have to be very strict in how you would do that. I don't believe that there should be a blanket amnesty program. That would be wrong.
Okay. The war in Iraq. I don't know how to ask this question other than, what do you think about it, and where do we go from here?
I'm a history professor, and I first wrote about the war in Iraq before it began because I saw no evidence to back up the claims made by the Bush administration. And I wrote that I didn't want my son to die in an unjust quagmire, because I saw what they were doing was wrong, and we should have never done it in the first place. because I didn't want my son to go. And that's the decision every congressman has to make. Would I send my daddy? Would I send my son? Would I send my daughter? Would I send my mother? And they didn't make a decision that way. They rushed into it. They surrendered their constitutional obligation to declare war. They turned it over to the president in violation of the Constitution. And so we started this off on the wrong foot. I also said at the time that what we would have is an Israeli-type occupation. Since 1967, the Israelis have been hunting down terrorists in the West Bank and Gaza, and they found out that they have to pull out because it's simply unmanageable. And so we've got a country that's much larger than the West Bank and Gaza on our hands because they failed to learn from history. They didn't learn from the Philippines, they didn't learn from Cuba, they didn't learn from Ecuador or Guatemala or Honduras. This is simply not the way to spread democracy. You do not do it at the point of a gun.
So you believe that the only solution at this point is withdrawal?
I think the goal is to redeploy from Iraq and to go after the murderers who attacked us on 9/11. There were 3,000 Americans killed on 9/11, and those were the people that perpetrated the crime were not in Iraq. They were in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Uzbekistan. That's where our concentrated effort should have been, to destroy them once and for all. It took 4 years for FDR to win World War II against Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan, and 4 years we still haven't caught one man in a cave because George Bush was looking in Iraq and he wasn't looking in Afghanistan.
If you are elected to Congress, what's the first thing you want to do?
The first thing I want to do, I think, is health care. I think that's the first priority we need to address. Immediately, we can open something like the federal employees insurance program to all small businesses and individuals to buy into it. Create a truly national program so that it creates one large group which lowers costs, lowers risks, and makes it affordable for people to take care of their families.
What made you decide to get into this race, and what, if any, previous experience do you have in running a campaign?
No experience running a campaign, and that's probably the hardest part of what we have. But that didn't stop me from doing it, because I went to high school in New Orleans. My wife went to high school in New Orleans. And my mama still lives outside of New Orleans. And when Katrina hit, we watched. And my daddy worked for the levee board in West Jeff Parish, and he told me about this hurricane. He told me about a hurricane coming into New Orleans. It would go just east of New Orleans, take the Gulf of Mexico, put it into Lake Pontchartrain, and the Lake Pontchartrain would go into the city. My daddy died in 2000. Now, when George Bush tells me, and anybody tells me they didn't know, they're liars, because my daddy knew. And so I watched it. And when everybody was saying we dodged the bullet, I knew that wasn't true. I knew those levees were going to break, and it was going to happen. There was just a matter, it was just a matter of physics, and there was nothing anybody could do to stop it. But what we could stop is that the aftermath and the human tragedy, for 4 days Americans were without water, for 4 days Americans were without shelter, for 4 days Americans were without food, and the federal government did nothing because George Bush lacked the leadership skills to make it happen. There's one thing that Americans want from their government, and it's to get it done. It's a simple rule. They didn't get it done, and they ought to be fired.
Glenn Melanson, thank you very much for talking to me, and good luck in your race.
Thank you.